This morning, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is onto a new coffee, a coffee never had before, a coffee I roasted myself, together with Nadine Rasch, who is Third Wave Coffee Source. Based here in London, they've also got an office in America. Guatemalan from origin, third generation coffee plantations all over Guatemala. Fantastic different coffees that I've had from Nadine to try on the hot top KN8828B. Fully manual control is the essence when you're roasting, and that roaster gives you total manual control of the heat source. And Nadine actually came round to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ last week, Tuesday, with some samples, and we roasted together, which was a lot of fun. So 7 days off the roast, here they are. I've just pushed them through, or pulled them through, the R58. Now, if I say them, I'll have to correct myself, because I'm only trying the La Frontera today, which is one of the coffees from Guatemala, which is a bourbon which I haven't tried before. I've also got La Esperanza, which, of course, I have tried before. And I've also got the Las Orquideas, which I haven't roasted yet this week, but I roasted, a couple of weeks ago. But I've got another one as well, which I'm going to try, which is Los Planes. So again, I mean, they have a lot of different Guatemalan coffees for roasters to choose from. So I would encourage you to check out Third Wave Coffee Source. They are quite amazing. But let's get back to La Frontera, because I've just pulled a shot as an espresso. Ooh, it was just delicious, thick, rich, and beautiful. But I've got Shirley here, which I've got to send off to work, and she doesn't go without a latte. And I took a sip of the espresso and thought, you know what? She will love that as her latte. Now, have I promised you too much?
Nope. I'm in my happy place.
Yeah?
This is like a velvety, silky coffee chocolatey extravaganza. It's just beautiful. There's such an interesting chocolatey, not just your one-dimensional chocolatey as it comes into the mouth, and then there's this velvety silkiness and this full body flavor, and then as it kind of just ebbs away, it is this lingering lovely chocolatey again. From start to finish, chocolate.
So chocolate is extravaganza, like mm-hmm. you said. Very eloquently put today. Wow, this coffee must actually also trigger off some, I don't know, inspiration?
Well, it inspires me to just tap into my little box of descriptive words, my goodie box of descriptive words.
Absolutely.
It just keeps getting better. I'm absolutely loving it.
And if I can describe your clutching actually at your quite a big mug, yes, that you like. So it's an 8 ounce, maybe almost 10 ounce, mm-hmm. I would say, because you love your milk. But I mean, the milk cuts beautifully through this this extraction and this coffee.
Yes, without a doubt. Still got all the lovely, interesting nuances that are left. The milk hasn't taken that out.
Whoa. All right. So, happy place. And mm-hmm. seems like I've set you up for a good day's work as well.
Oh, yes.
Well, I did my work here well, I guess. Thanks again to Nadine Rasch, Third Wave Coffee Source. A place to go if you're serious about, roasting coffee, I suppose. So I'm going to maybe try the other ones as well. And just, you know, check back in with me. I'm loving this rather dull December morning. It's been spiced up with some Guatemalan coffees.